This next story requires no introduction for our 24-hour staff. Workers and their employers are paying a price for losing sleep, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Any number of surveys will tell you a good number of us clock in already pooped. A survey by Accountemps, an accounting services firm, found a third of office workers routinely show up to work tired. Bill Driscoll, Accountemps regional president, says some accountants blamed sleep for some big mistakes.
One person deleted a project that took 1,000 hours to put together. Another person missed a decimal point on an estimated payment and the client overpaid by $1 million.
William David Brown is a doctor who studies sleep. He says Americans sacrifice more sleep every year and fatigue is cumulative. Missing the equivalent of one night's sleep is like having a blood alcohol level that's above the legal limit to drive.
About a third of your employees in any big company are coming to work with an equivalent impairment level of being intoxicated.
Lack of sleep affects brain function, memory, heart health, and makes people prone to depression and diabetes.
When I say it touches every aspect of our functioning, I think that's true.
Brown says insomniacs are twice as likely to miss work. And, not surprisingly, accidents are happening, mostly during hours in the circadian cycle when humans tend to be the most tired, midnight to early morning and in mid-afternoon. Consequences can be lethal, to use one Harvard study of medical residents as an example.
1 in 20 will admit to a sleep-deprived error in judgment that resulted in death of a patient.
Sleep deprivation accidents are something the American Trucking Association is well aware of. Association Vice President Dave Oshecki says regulators impose daily and weekly driving limits on truckers.
Even more important than limiting work time is the quality of sleep, the length of sleep, and you can't regulate that.
Oshecki says some companies started testing drivers for sleep apnea and treating those who repeatedly stop breathing for short periods while sleeping. For some, sleep and work can get into a bad cycle where they negatively affect each other. Take Ari Kohli Patel, a senior at Drexel University.
I'm definitely pretty stressed and it's difficult to sleep. You know, sometimes I even have dreams where I'm just like thinking about things that I have to do the next day and it feels like I haven't slept at all when I wake up.
Once, in a windowless warm room where she works as a writing tutor, she conked out before she knew it.
I was completely out. I was right, like, up at the front desk, and I was pretty much the first thing that anyone could see when they walked in.
Kohli Patel says for her, the more common problem is with focus.
There are times when I've blanked out in the middle of a sentence where I was trying to explain a concept, and I had to stop and say, all right, we need to go back. I'm so sorry.
Plus, people aren't very nice on little sleep. Mike Grandinetti worked in a Silicon Valley startup where the boss routinely demanded all-nighters. Grandinetti, who now works at a different firm, says the 24/7 approach backfired. People missed market signals, tanked deals, and the whole venture became so unpleasant because people were so doggone tired.
Employees wound up becoming irritable. They were less likely to socialize with one another outside of work, which is really critical in building relationships.
If there's a growing crisis at the nexus of sleep and work, he says, work culture needs to change. Christopher Lindholst agrees. He's CEO of the upstart firm Metronaps, which started selling napping pods that look like recliners that cocoon the napper's head. Lindholst says sales are increasing.
A short nap actually boosts productivity, and companies have woken up to that.
Pun naturally intended. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.